Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. When you hear the term homeless, what comes to mind? Many of us would immediately think street people, typically found in urban areas. But there are homeless people right here on the north coast of Oregon. The term homeless has expanded to include new categories of people, people without a regular house or dwelling, people whose primary nighttime residence is in a homeless shelter, people known as couch surfers, people of all ages. Tomorrow at the Seaside Convention Center, the second annual Project Homeless Connect event will take place, a day-long activity hosted by Clatsop Community Action in partnership with 50 agencies. Today, my guests are Jess McClay, Clatsop Community Action Case Manager, Liesl Eckert, Clatsop Community Action Case Manager, and Kristen Frost Albrecht, OSU Extension Family Community Health Instructor. And we'll find out why homelessness matters to all of us. Thank you for being here today, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having us.
And it's nice to meet you, Liesl. I love your name.
Thank you.
And Jess, good to see you here in the studio.
Great, thanks.
Before we talk about what is happening tomorrow at the Seaside Convention Center, and there's also a Project Homeless Connect event happening in Tillamook, the first one that they're doing at the Christian Church there tomorrow as well. Before we talk about Seaside, what's happening on the second annual one, let's talk a little bit about each one of you. Kristen, please tell us about your background.
Well, I have been in Clatsop County since 2004. I'm a native Oregonian. I grew up in Hillsboro, Oregon. And I've been a number of things here in Clatsop County. I started out with working at the Haystack Rock Awareness Program and moved on to doing a farmer's market in Cannon Beach and have strayed all the way up here to Astoria, where I'm at OSU Extension, working with food and nutrition and small farms.
Your office is right here then, the OSU Extension
mm-hmm.
office is right here. Okay, excellent. And the Cannon Beach Sunday market, the farmer's market is still going on.
It is indeed.
Good on you.
Thank
excellent.
You. Thank you.
And Liesl, please tell us about yourself.
I've been in Clatsop County for a year, working at Clatsop Community Action. Before that, I was living in Seattle, Washington, and working for a variety of social service agencies. I've worked at food banks, transitional housing programs, and I received my master's in social work from the University of Washington. Have done a little bit of work in the area of research around measurements of self-sufficiency and poverty. Moved to this area just to kind of try something new and be in a smaller space, and have really enjoyed working in Clatsop Community and working for Clatsop Community Action.
Good, and we're going to talk a little bit about Clatsop Community Action in a minute. And please, Jess, tell us about yourself.
I'm originally from Western New York and moved here in 2003 and have been living on the North Coast for those since then. And I've been working in social work. And I've done mental health, HIV and AIDS education, working with the homeless, and then started 2 years ago at Clatsop Community Action as a case manager. And I'm really enjoying life on the coast.
It's really nice to see you, Liesl, you and Jess both work for Clatsop Community Action, and you're young women who are social workers. And you are working with difficult situations. How do you keep from burning out how does that work for you?
For me, I'm married. I have a husband and I have an 8-month-old daughter at home. So just going home and spending time with family and really being good at when your day ends at work, your day ends and family life begins. And you just, because if you bring it home, and I used to bring it home, it's stressful. And you think about the people who don't have a place to sleep tonight, and it can definitely stress you out.
So. I would agree. Having good boundaries about just sort of separating your work and your personal time. You don't ever let that stuff go completely, but I think over years of practice, I guess, and working in this area, you you learn to cope with that better and to sort of separate that out so that you have time to renew yourself and you do better work, I think, when you do that.
I would agree with that. I think caretakers, people who are involved, people who do social work, who are involved in these kinds of things, must nourish and take care of themselves. Healthy self-care then leads to your being able to be to do better work during the times when you are working with this. And so to that end, let's talk about Clatsop Community Action. It's been here. Let's just hear the history of Clatsop Community Action and the mission.
Okay. Clatsop Community Action has been around in this county since the mid-80s. It has a vision of mobilizing resources to end poverty, and we work really hard to provide services to meet people's basic, help people meet basic needs. So part of Clatsop Community Action is the regional food bank. We just had a new warehouse that was built in Warrenton. A lot of people have heard about that project, and a lot of people in the community support and participate in food drives and other events that support that particular program. On the other side of it, which I think people maybe don't know as much about, is sort of an emergency services piece of it, and we do a lot of housing programs. We provide a personal care pantry in our office. We coordinate the woodlot with the sheriff's office. We have a seasonal energy assistance program. We have transitional housing units for in the county. excuse me. Jess also provides in partnership with the Clatsop County Housing Authority, case management in the Tillicum Permanent Supportive Housing Program for families. And then we also do one-time rental assistance, where we meet with folks who come into the office who are needing help for eviction prevention or to move into a new place. And we provide financial assistance and then case management as well.
Do you provide any psychological counseling or help to people who are...
We do not provide that as part of our agency. We provide advocacy and support, and then we also provide a lot of information and referrals to other community agencies. So I think a big part of our job is to be experts in the area of resources in the county and in the area for referrals.
You're a 501c3 nonprofit agency. You've been here since the 80s, and so would you be the first stop if someone... lost a job or they realized that they didn't have enough food for to get through until their next paycheck or they're on unemployment or they are in danger of losing where they live or becoming homeless, you're the first stop?
We often are, and we would be a good first stop if that was something that people needed a place to kind of think of. Clatsop Community Action is a countywide agency, and we have information on pretty much most of the resources that are available to folks in those types of situations.
And you're funded through?
We are funded through a number of funds, private donations, federal funds, state, a little bit of county funding.
Well, the food bank, people would, when people think of Clatsop Community Action, I think they probably first say, oh, they're the people who do the food bank. But maybe they don't know about all these other services that you offer.
Correct.
And actually, they've just finished putting together a marvelous resource guide that lists all the services here in the county. So it's actually a booklet. It's going to be at the event tomorrow. But it's wonderful that somebody has taken the time to do that. That's just one other thing that they do.
And Clatsop Community Action is sponsoring the event tomorrow, along with 50 other agencies. And how did this Project Homeless Connect event begin? Maybe we should talk about what it is and how it started.
So Project Homeless Connect started in 2004 in San Francisco. Some of the agencies decided that the individuals coming to access services were using a lot of their resources, bus passes, walking, just a lot of time getting from point A to point B to point C just to get services met. So they decided to have everybody come together in one room, under one roof, to provide services. And that sort of sparked, that was such an innovative idea that it sparked national attention. And then there became a national Project Homeless Connect Day. And since then, it's now happens in various sizes throughout the entire year in counties and states all over the country.
So it's a national movement. It's a one-day event where homeless people can come and receive services. And let's talk about, what does that mean? What kinds of services?
They can receive anything from getting information on signing up for the Oregon Health Plan, food stamps, getting information about housing resources, employment information, education information, and then actually walking away with some tangible things like an immunization, a flu shot, a haircut, a hot meal, personal care items, warm clothing. The Lions mobile unit comes to do hearing and sight testing. So there's a lot of different things that happen on that day that it's just one day to try to get people connected to as many resources as possible, get them some of the basic needs that they need, and just make some hopefully long-term links of, so they know where to go in the future for.
Because people wouldn't know if someone just, and maybe we should talk about what it means to be homeless. What is the definition of a homeless person?
That's it's always a great question. The homeless definition, well, the problem is that there are two definitions. There's the federal definition of homelessness, that's very limited, and then there's the state of Oregon's definition, which is much broader.
Okay, well, let's hear both.
So the federal definition would say that you're only homeless if you lack a fixed, regular, adequate nighttime residence. So your residence is on, you know, someplace not meant for human habitation. So you're on the street, you're in the park, you're in an abandoned building, you're sleeping in your car, or you're in an institution that provides temporary residence for individuals. So jail, hospital, sort of situation, and then supervised publicly or privately operated shelters. So if you're in an emergency shelter or in transitional housing, which is temporary housing, 6 months to 2 years, that's where the federal definition ends for homelessness. Okay. And that's, we do have people that fit in that definition in our county, but more often than not, we have people that fall into the state definition, which would have that, but that it would also include people who are couch surfing. So tonight they're at person A's house, tomorrow they're at person B's, maybe the next day they're at person C's for a few nights. So they just really don't know where they're staying each night. And then there's the people who are doubled up. So they're living with friends and family because they don't have a place of their own. So they're crashing out on the couch. They're maybe just crowded living in an extra room in their garage, whatever the case may be. But they're doubled up just to be able to share.
Like resources. There are high school students who are doing that. I hope not junior high, but I don't know.
There's children.
There are
elderly
children who are sleeping at different people's homes. And so they would be classified as homeless.
Yes. And if you're living in a motel or a trailer park or a campground because you don't have any other place to live, you're considered homeless.
Are you noticing that there are more people who are now becoming homeless as a result of the economy?
I think there's definitely a lot more. I know that on my commute from Cannon Beach to Astoria, the amount of people that I see on the road that are actually in transit on bikes or with a backpack, that vision of homelessness has definitely changed over the time I've lived here, just in seeing people that are obviously in transition or in transit. And then for all the other definitions, we're seeing more and more. In terms of the hunger situation here, 1 in 5 Oregonians, did you see that headline, is eligible for what used to be called food stamps, is now called SNAP. A third of our kids in Clatsop County are eligible for free or reduced lunch. Those are really big numbers.
They are big numbers. And I think the line is blurring because people used to say, well, there are these people and then there are the homeless people. And it's like, no, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. As you said before, we're all a step away.
We are. We're all just a step, one crisis away from being there ourselves. And it's a good thing to remember.
It is. And there is no shame in asking for help and in being considered homeless, because homeless can be a noun, a verb. It can be a temporary situation or a long-term situation. And what you all are doing is trying to open up these resources and say, we are here for you tomorrow at the Seaside Convention Center from 10 to 4. There's free bus service. Anyone can ride the bus, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And go to the CSI Convention Center and find out what resources are available. So whether you are homeless, and if you're homeless, I don't know, do you have a radio? Are you listening to this program? I mean, or are you watching, reading the newspaper? But maybe you, if you're listening, you know someone who is couch surfing or someone who could be helped by going to the event tomorrow in Seaside Convention Center. How are you doing your outreach? And before we do that, let me just do a little station ID okay. real quickly. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. It's a one-day event which happens annually. This is the second annual one, which is happening at the Seaside Convention Center tomorrow from 10 until 4 p.m., and it is sponsored by Clatsop Community Action, which is a nonprofit social services agency here in partnership with 50 other agencies. And my guests today are Jess McClay. She works with Clatsop County Action as a case manager. Also, Liesl Eckert. She is a Clatsop Community Action case manager as well. And Kristen Frost Albrecht, who is with the Oregon OSU Extension Family Community Health Instructor. And we're talking about what's going to be available tomorrow in Seaside and how are you getting out the word so that people know?
Well, we've been distributing flyers, and we have these handy-dandy little cards that talk about this, and they're going out to grocery stores, to food pantries, to the shelters. Where else have we been taking them?
There's been actual street outreach, so the areas that we know that have some people who are experiencing homelessness, maybe they're in tents in the woods, or you know, they're on the Riverwalk during the day, so we're just going out to all of those places to physically make that connection, to give them a sheet of paper that explains what Project Homeless Connect. It's small. Some of them are laminated to keep them dry with the rain, but some others you can just fold them, stick them in your pocket. We had a lot of people last year who still had that little sheet of paper in their pocket the day that they showed, because that's how they found out about the event.
Last year was the first one that you did, and tell us right. about how many people were there.
There was about 150 that mm-hmm. came through, and we had how many volunteers? A lot
of
volunteers.
Over 200 volunteers.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. Do you have enough volunteers for tomorrow?
Yes,
we do.
You do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of neat because a person will walk in and we do an intake, and they get hooked up with their own personal person, you know, to walk them through, which is really neat. And this year I'm sort of excited because it'll be easier for people coming in to the event to know who is a volunteer. We've got some nice bright shirts so that'll be able to alert them that somebody that comes in, they can go to a resource person who has a bright shirt on and know that that's somebody that's going to help them through the process. So it's actually very well wired. These two have really worked hard on thinking through the whole process based on last year.
150 seems like a large amount of people to me. Is that what you kind of predicted? And what do you think about this year?
That's actually, if you think of the number of people that are homeless in Clatsop County, that's an actual very low
number. What is the number of people who are homeless in Clatsop County?
Well, our count, our agency, Clatsop Community Action, is required every year to do a count for the state that represents the number of homeless that are at one point in time. It's always the last week in January, which is why Project Homeless Connect is this last week in January. And last year's numbers were not very accurate. We only had 212. That was our count. And if you look at the schools alone, that's a drop in the bucket of the people that we know that are out there that meet the definition for homelessness. So I don't even know where to begin to ballpark what an accurate number would be in the county, but my guess is it's pretty high if you look at all the people who are couch surfing, who are doubling up to live with friends
and
families.
And it's getting higher, it seems.
Yes.
I think it is. Something that's kind of interesting that I learned in this process that I didn't know but warms my heart as a taxpayer is that all of our schools have a homeless liaison. And so inside the schools are taking care of kids and being aware of and making sure that they get services, which is phenomenal given how much all these counselors and teachers are expected to do already. They've added one more very important job to their list, and I think that has been also very very neat to go out to the pantries and find out that the school counselor, who's the homeless liaison, is actually taking the kids in to get their first emergency food box, making sure that they understand what sort of paperwork they need to have if, you know, whatever they do. It's nice to know that the schools have stepped up and they're aware and doing a fabulous job.
I didn't have any idea that that was happening in our schools, and that is a very good thing that they're doing. So a homeless person or a family or a person of any age who if they meet the definition of homelessness or if they think I am right on the edge, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen next, I could be homeless, they can show up at the Seaside Convention Center tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and you have volunteers there who will then connect with them and take them around to all of these different places where they can get they can hook up with people who will give them a haircut, people right. who will check their eyes and their ears, and what else will happen there?
Well, there's a medical screening area. There's a mental health screening. You want to talk about that, Jess, a little
yes.
bit?
Yes, class of behavioral health will be there, and they'll be able to do mental health and substance abuse screenings on site. So the plan is to actually receive something tangible that day. So not just to sign up for an evaluation, but actually to receive a mental health or substance abuse evaluation, to receive the OHP application and actually fill it right there and turn it in, to, you know, sign up for food stamps right there, to sign up, you know, if you need a social security card, if you need a birth certificate, to fill out the form right there, if you need an Oregon ID. So you're actually walking away able to check things off your list that you've been wanting to do that maybe you haven't had the resources to do or you haven't been able to figure out how to do. And there will also be an information table for the dental van. So the dental services are a huge need in this county. So the dental van is not coming, but the Providence Hospital is having a table for the dental van for information about when it's coming next and signups to get on that list. So maybe in future years we'll actually have the van, but we at least have the signups.
So people just get on the bus, mm-hmm. take the free bus ride to the Seaside Convention Center tomorrow, and then all day long there's a hot meal, services that you, and people need to connect with other people. They need to it's so important.
Last year it was really neat, I thought, because everybody could sit around a table and talk, and it was volunteers and people coming in for the services. And this year it's even, I think, been taken up a level because people can... The area where the services, all the agencies will be providing the tables, and then we have a separate cafeteria room sort of place where all the food will be. So it was a very happy event last year, and I anticipate it will be again. People can come in and just kind of hang out and have their coffee, have their hot food. It's neat. Manna House is doing the food this year. And they are providing, what's the menu?
So Manna House is the food pantry out of the Seaside Christian Church I think their address is technically Warrenton, but
they're on Delmore Loop.
Yeah. So they provided the meal last year. They're providing the meal again this year. So they do, there's a pork something with beef and a vegetarian option, all served over rice, but it's great because they're doing that meal all themselves. Like, that's was a huge load off of trying to figure it out. So they procure all of that.
How can the general public be helpful and to your event tomorrow, and for those of us who are fortunate enough not to be homeless at this point in time in our lives, how can we help you and help the homeless in our community so that they have opportunities to not only receive these services but to at some point in their lives not be homeless? I mean,
well, from the food standpoint, I will just say that it's nice. I know out in the pantries that we're getting lots of donations of things that people can take if they are moving around. They can't take very much at a time. So things, high protein items with a pop top, you know, like tuna or some canned meats or canned soup, also high protein bars, things of that nature. It's interesting when you start to think about, oh, gee, you know, what could I put into a bag if I'm moving from house to house? So there are those things. You can contribute food. I was over at CCA, and there was somebody bringing in a load of clothes. We've had some wonderful donations of children's jackets, right, from Columbia.
Mm-hmm. It's a new sportswear.
People, that's great. Okay, people are so doing fabulous things.
Food, clothing, and money.
Monetary would be great. This event runs on no budget. We really have to rely on the generosity of the community. So we are looking for the ability to have someone walk away tomorrow and know that they've signed up for a birth certificate, know that they've signed up for an Oregon ID. So we really need monetary donations to make that happen. So it's $44.50 for an ID, which is not a lot of money, but if you have nothing, it's a lot of money to be able to get an ID. You need an ID to get a job. You need an ID to get an apartment. I mean, an ID opens a world of things for people. So just the monetary donations would be really helpful so we can get those services to people who can't afford them.
Let's let people know how to reach Clatsop Community Action. The phone number is
325-1400.
And that's area code 503-503-325-1400, 325-1400.
And if people want to walk something in, the address?
364 9th Street in Astoria.
Okay. We just have a few minutes left. Anything else you would like the listening audience to know about homelessness here on the North Coast, the Project Homeless Connect event tomorrow, the second annual in Seaside? What else would you like people to know before we have to end the program?
I would say that if you see somebody on the street that may be struggling, just to be helpful and maybe not pretend that they're not there or turn around as if you don't see them. I know that some of the things that people feel like they're invisible or they feel like people treat them differently because they think everyone knows their situation.
But is it so easy even though to recognize a homeless person now? I mean, I think in the past maybe you'd say, oh, that's a homeless person. They're living under a bridge in Portland or they're living on the street. But is it easy? How would we know?
You wouldn't necessarily know, but if you're in that situation, you think everyone knows.
Oh.
So it's just being treating everyone the same.
Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just because they may be in that situation.
So smile and be gracious when people, if the people appear to be lost, days wandering, don't know. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Anything else, Liesl, from you?
I would just encourage people to educate themselves. And that's part of what we do is trying to educate people about homelessness in this county. Project Homeless Connect is one way that you can get involved, but there are lots of opportunities either through Clatsop Community Action or some of the other great agencies in our county to get involved. And there are ways that people in the community can help our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness.
I think one of the easiest ways for everybody to step up is do make a donation to the food bank. If you've got canned goods, anytime you see a barrel, they can always use your help, and that helps everybody in need.
And I want to congratulate all three of you because I think the work you're doing is so vital, and it's helping. It's really, you're really doing something that's making a tangible difference, and I'm sure at the end of the day tomorrow that you all will feel we have really done something that is of value, and having a heart of service is what makes life meaningful. Thank you all three of you so much.
Thank you, Kristen
and Liesl and Jess. And so tomorrow, Seaside, 10 to 4, Project Homeless Connect. Well, I want to thank Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and I want to thank our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Bruin, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things and expand them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.